is that a quiz on Zoom?
Oh, not another.
In that this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty. Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy, now we're locked down, knocked up.
This way I know that it's mine.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Lockdown Knocked Up, the parenting podcast for parents who feel like they don't have a clue what they're doing. And it's an absolutely beautiful Easter weekend.
I know, it's really sunny, isn't it?
And what better way to spend the time than sitting in our bedroom recording this podcast.
With the curtains closed because it's better for acoustics.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely perfect.
I can't think of anywhere I'd rather be right now than hunched over this desk.
It's kind of painful as well because we've actually got a beautiful park like outside our window.
We can see it from the window.
Yeah, you can see everybody sat around in their groups of six.
New families frolicking.
And here we are.
And here we are, like a couple of mugs. Hmm. But it's worth it. It's all worth it.
It's going to be a great episode.
We're here for the love of the podcast and for you listening right now.
Yeah, for you.
So yeah, it was, when was it? So it was Monday that this rule of six outdoors thing came in.
Yeah. You know what? You're going to have to lead this one a little bit because I feel like I haven't really, because Bonnie's so little and I haven't really been out. I haven't particularly paid that much attention to it. It hasn't hugely changed anything for me yet.
I don't know, right, if I'm saying this out of turn. Mm. I don't think anybody's really been out that much. I don't think, other than the photos you see on like the Daily Mail, where it's like some students in Nottingham are having a rave.
Yeah, 7,000 people in
exactly,
wherever.
And they're all doing balloons and getting off with each other in a giant orgy in a park.
Oh, where did you say that was?
But I don't know that many people. I think it's a classic thing, isn't it? Where everyone goes, cannot wait for this Monday. We're counting down until the 4th of April or whatever it is. Mm. And then it finally comes and you go, should I organise something? Nah.
Do you know what? It's so true because I've only been invited to one thing, which could be a bit sad in itself. And that's meant to be happening sometime this week. I'm in my head already trying to work out reasons why potentially it's going to be too hard for me to get there.
It's ridiculous.
I've barely seen anyone for a year. Why am I doing that?
Trying to flake out. So it was lovely early on in the week. Mm. And we did actually meet a bit of family. We say we'd done nothing, but we had done a bit. We met some family this week.
Yeah, of course. Of course, I'd forgotten about that. I mean, bless them. It's actually the first time that Bonnie's got to meet her aunties and uncles.
Yeah, so my sister and her boyfriend came over, so that was really nice.
Mm. You know what? Actually, I was going to ask you about this. I was a little bit terrified.
Why?
Because there's something in when people ask to hold your baby and you just hand her over. If they don't know how to hold a baby, as a new mum, that's petrifying. And your sister's boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, he
can do it.
Oh, my word. He was holding her like she was pretty much upside down. Little Ed was wobbling all over the place. But I was genuinely like worried for her safety.
It is hard. Like she did have a slight slinky neck.
Yeah.
Where she looked like a bit of a bobblehead where it's just going side to side. But it's that thing, isn't it, where you go, you sort of go, oh, not quite like that. And then if they kind of go, oh, okay, oh, I think I've got it now, you feel, even though you should, you feel like you can't go, well, you haven't, so...
Yeah, that's it. It's this mental level of politeness. Like, I'd rather he potentially drop my newborn baby than offend him and tell him he's doing it wrong.
We would rather Bonnie develop to sort of, like, do you know the bent neck lady in The Haunting of Hill House? Rather than slightly
offend
a family member who'd probably get over it very quickly. It's so British, isn't it?
Because I actually text you. Instead of saying it to him, I sent you a message at one point and said, Rob, it's terrifying me how he's holding her.
Yeah.
But neither of us went on to then do anything about it.
No, I just replied and was like, yeah, I know.
Me too.
And
monkey
then we just
emerging.
Left it. Yeah. But one thing with Bonnie is, and although I don't know actually, because I was going to say she's quite good with other people and she seems sort of quite social. But then I don't actually know.
Quite social.
She's 2 months old.
She doesn't open her eyes too much.
Exactly. So I don't know if it's like, you know, she has a clue. She knows she's been handed to someone else. So she just sees shapes and whatever. When I say she's quite social, that makes it sound like we added her on the family group chat. She's sending
a
few memes.
Me. No, do you know what I think? I reckon she thinks everybody's me. If you notice, she'll be held for a while and then she starts rooting around to see if she's going to get a boob in her mouth.
Okay,
If that doesn't happen, She kicks off.
Well, one thing we have noticed, though, since we, you know, had these family meetups, is how bad everybody is at winding.
Yeah. Like, they're scared of actually, you know, they're scared of doing it. Even people that have had a baby before.
Yeah.
Like, my mum has had four kids. And watching her wind Bonnie was absolutely pathetic.
It's painful, isn't it?
That's, you're never going to get her to do anything.
My mum as well, the same. Four kids. Mm-hmm. And she literally held Bonnie and we were like, you need to wind her. And it was like Mr. Burns trying to do it. It was literally like... And you'd go... A little bit harder, Mum, and she'd go...
Yeah, bit more.
And Bonnie was just there grunting.
Yeah,
and Mum would be like, well, I don't know why it's not coming up. And we're like, probably because you're flicking her on the back.
Do something. I even found myself saying to my mum, I was like, imagine when you're trying to get the last bit of ketchup out of a glass bottle.
Yeah.
That kind of power.
Right.
Or like a little bongo.
Yeah.
You know, go at it a bit.
I'm trying to think.
That's it.
It's like that.
That's decent.
What is
that
like?
For the purpose of the podcast, Rob is actually slapping his hand in case you're worried.
Yeah, in case you're worried what I'm doing. This sort of strength and rhythm.
Oh, God.
Look, Mum, it's easy. But yeah, it was bizarre, wasn't it? It was so strange. And then, but again, it was that awkward thing where I think I said about three times, little hard, Mum.
Yeah,
little harder.
Did.
And then in the end, we were just sort of gave up. As soon as she left, we were like, right, here you come, Bonnie.
Have that.
We got three feeds worth of wind to get out of you. I'm going to play you like some bagpipes.
It's the theme of the pod. Could break from changing nappies to changes to your bod. We'll tell you ours, you'll tell us yours. We'll get you in the squad. Because it's the theme of the pod. Right, so it's theme of the week time. And this week, we're talking dad's back at work. Because, of course, you were on The Breakfast Show, weren't you?
I was. So, yeah, obviously, it's kind of standard for the dad. Such is the matriarchal society that we live in, that Gemma gets all the maternity. And with the way my job works, I at Capital do weekends, and then I cover when people are off in the week.
Yeah.
But obviously, because we've been in the middle of a lockdown, no one's really been taking holiday. Sadly, Corona hadn't spread as much as I would have liked to the presenters of Capital, giving me more work.
Yeah, if you should really get in there.
Annoyingly.
We did hope for it.
So we need the money. These babies are expensive. Come on, Jimmy Hill, take one for the team.
Third wave.
Is that a cough, Amy Vivian? We were actually joking about that because can you remember you could... I got the little... what's it called? When the track and trace people...
The app.
We were saying that we should, you know, you can call them up and say, oh, I've got it, and then say what people you come into contact with. I should have just kept calling them up and going, I've got really bad symptoms here. I actually had a heavy gym session with Roman Kemp, actually. We came really close with each other, yeah. So he's going to have 2 weeks off. I'm going to have all his show fees. So, yeah. But basically, the way it meant at the moment was since Bonnie's been born, I've just mainly been doing weekends. And this week was the first one where I went in and Roman Kemp, for legitimate reasons of his own choice, had a holiday. So I was covering Capital Breakfast.
Yeah, you were back. And it meant for me that, obviously, I was completely by myself because with you doing The Breakfast Show, you're off, aren't you, at 4:15 in the morning?
And then home for about 12-ish? Yeah, it's an early start. So that means you have the double whammy of the night and morning shift.
Yeah, well, I normally do the night anyway, but you take her off me, don't you? And that little sweet 2-3 hours sleep.
That's it. That's where you make it up.
That sets me up for
the
day.
But that was gone.
Because
I was there, you know, entertaining the nation.
Oh, here we go.
You know, you were looking after... little Bonnie, but I was looking after...
Well, how many people?
67 million people, whatever the population of the UK is. You know, you're making sure she's being fed.
What are you doing?
Fed breast milk. I'm feeding them
jokes. Lots
of Justin Bieber.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, so how did you find it?
Do you know what? It was actually really tough. Like, relentless. The fact that you cook, because you can't give her to anybody or put her down. It's literally non-stop. Baby.
Right.
And that's all you did all day. You're on your own. You're essentially Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, how long was he on that island for? I was home by lunch.
Also, that makes Bonnie Wilson, doesn't it? Just a Wilson, slightly more volleyball. Demanding volleyball. No, but on a serious note, it's hard because you couldn't even, I found that I couldn't even just nip and finish a cup of tea or just go for a wee without you being there. I was non-stop
Bonnie. What, to sort
Bonnie.
Of just have another pair of hands to just hold her in?
Just to take her while you just do a real menial task. It's non-stop. So how people that have genuinely got to do it all day, every day, by themselves, honestly, I have to like tip my hat to them. It was tricky.
What were the hardest tasks that you had to do?
Well, I murked myself a little bit because I woke up in the morning and when she gets wind, I've got it into my head, a good thing is to put her in a hot bath. But I get in there with her.
Right.
So I kind of set myself up because I got into the bath with Bonnie and then I couldn't get myself out. So, you know, normally I'd pass her to you to wrap her in the towel.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just basically wedged.
Speaking of menial tasks, Gemma bathes and cleans her and I'm just the towel guy.
Who knew?
Rob's time to shine. Do, 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 is the towel.
Hey.
Yes, nailed it.
And a lot of the time she whinges at that. You know what, though? Actually, I missed it. I missed the towel guy because I was stuck in the bath.
Finally. It's only when you know, what's that?
You don't
realise.
You've got until it's gone. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, so bath would be a nightmare. Anything else?
Getting dressed. How do people get dressed when they've got babies?
What do you mean?
Well, because I had to hold her all the time. She's in, like, super screaming if you put a down mode at the minute.
Yeah.
So I was trying to, I think I had one sock, one leg in one of my leggings.
Right.
I got my bra half on because then she was breastfeeding.
Oh,
and then we were just stranded, sat on the sofa, hadn't got any knickers on because looking at those,
oh, obviously not.
Way too hard
obviously
to get both
not.
Legs in a pair
that's
of knickers.
Expert level that.
First thing to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were just stuck on the sofa.
Just half dressed.
Half naked, yeah.
God. So that sounds very hard work indeed. Because I think a lot of people always says, you know, the one who goes back to work definitely gets the better end of the stick.
Mm.
And I completely see that. Because you can sort of go and see other people for a start at work. I can go and sort of have fun.
And actually talk to adults in an adult voice.
Oh, well, this is so true, isn't it? Because you do find, like, around the house, we'll talk to Bonnie in the Bonnie voice. And then, for whatever reason, that
can
just...
Can you just do the Bonnie voice so people can hear?
What is that? I'd be like, hello, little bonbon. Hello. Oh, you've been, your nappy is full, isn't it? Oh, Bonnie.
Oh, naughty Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie. I mean, obviously, we then slip into that all the time in normal conversation. I was a bit worried.
Yeah, I was just going to say, did you do it at work?
I'd go in, yeah. Not even just to my colleagues, but maybe just on air. Just introducing a song and just be like, well then, that was a lovely new song by Justin Bieber. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Up next, we got this new tune from Lil Nas X. Oh, isn't he a good boy? Capital.
Slipped into dog and then motorboat at the end. What was that last bit?
Yeah.
And did you? Did
no,
you baby
I didn't.
Anything?
I managed to spare the nation.
This time round.
From, yeah, that would have been great. And I didn't do it to my colleagues either. I thought definitely at some point, particularly because Lauren, who I do the show with, is quite small. I thought maybe I'd slip into it. Who's a good little girl? So I got away with that. But I have to say, definitely better side of the deal. Although I don't know, because then there were times where you were sending me pictures and stuff and she's sort of smiling again and looking nice. And you do feel a bit, not left out.
Like you're missing out.
Yeah, you feel a bit like, oh no, am I going to miss out on something? But then it's same as anything, isn't it? Because then you get back home and, you know, you're changing a nappy. She gets through three of them. It goes all over your hands. And you just think, like, I cannot wait to work to go back to work tomorrow.
Also, I was only sending you the good bits to try and make you feel bad.
Right. I see
the majority
it's like mind
of it.
Games.
Yeah, I only sent you. Because I was...
I suppose I would have felt a lot better if you'd sent me a photo of yourself sat on the sofa with half your clothes not on.
That wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, or just head in hands crying.
Right.
That would have made me feel much better if you could do that next time.
I'll do that next time. You can have the miserable side of it.
That would be great. That would make me feel a lot less guilty.
Swearing voice notes coming your way as well.
Here is the big question, though, I think. Probably the big question of the theme of this week is, did you... And I know the answer to this. Resent me.
My God. So badly. The thing is, as well, with you, I can hear you. So whereas most people, when their husbands go back to work, they don't know what's going on. They don't know if they're having a nice time.
Right.
You assume the dad's there and he's just missing the baby and he's pining
for
his wife.
Sat at his desk, looking at a photo on his phone.
Wishing he could be there.
A single tear running down his eye.
Exactly. But I tune in, I can literally hear you laughing. There was like one moment, I think, and I was like, nappy number four, and right. She'd been kicking off.
Yeah.
And I had you on, because I was being supportive. And you were talking to one of Lauren's mates about being an elf or something, and laughing like a crazy person. So I was like, Alexa, off. He's
right.
Going to be happy.
Alexa, change station.
yeah. Alexa, play hard.
Just to clarify, Lauren's friend, who that was a caller about something, I can't remember what.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case it confuses people, because we said Lauren was small, and now we're saying she's got an elf friend.
Mate,
Lauren is not a sort of like mythical fantasy creature. So just to confirm, you did resent me.
I was furious with you.
I could tell.
Absolutely furious.
Do you know what? It was hard because I'd come back from work, and obviously, again, I'm just saying this as a disclaimer for my own health and protection. But obviously, I knew I was getting the better end of the deal. However, my alarm's still going off at 4:15 a.m. So that doesn't stop me being tired.
Oh, you know,
so I'd come home
I'm
and go.
I'm having to bite my tongue here.
I'd go home and go, oh, I'm tired today. Didn't sleep well. And Gemma would be so annoyed about
it. Because so you get up at 4:15, but by that's probably my second, if not third, time up in the night. And I remember you came home one of the days and literally with your hands on your hips were like, I'm going to have to go for a nap, Gemma. Honestly, I'm so tired and I can't even think straight. And I'm literally sat there in one sock. I haven't eaten. I've got the baby hanging off my boob. I haven't brushed my hair. And I'm like, okay, well, if you're tired, Rob, take yourself off to the front room.
Gemma.
Oh, please.
This my mind and my, this wit is paying our rent. I need to be razor sharp.
Oh, my God.
I need to be razor sharp. For the next day.
I'm getting a mouthful of ulcers because honestly, I'm so tired.
Down.
You know
so
how my
tired.
Ulcers get.
Again, mind sharp, ulcers in the mouth. That's the other. That's the second most important part.
I might actually have to punch you in the mouth.
Lockdown, knocked up. Lockdown, knocked up.
Right, so that's how we found Rob going back to work. And it's time for your stories now. So this one from Lee. Guys, I went back to work after 3 weeks off after we had my little boy. In my return to work meeting, I called the big boss Mummy.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
You know, I kind of know how that's happened. Because since we've had Bonnie...
Because he has weird,
weird
mother issues.
Potentially that.
Oedipus syndrome.
I'm calling you Daddy a lot. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I know, but that's because I am the father of your child.
You're the daddy.
I went back to work this week. I didn't once nearly call my boss Dad, Mummy or Daddy. And I'm up for contract renegotiation as well. So if anyone's going to do it...
You know what as well? He says, I'm a builder. So as you can imagine, the lads have had an absolute field day.
Oh, I can imagine,
so
yeah.
He must have gone in and called his boss, who's probably sat there in a high-vis and a helmet.
Yeah.
Mummy as well.
Mummy.
Begs the question what his mother looks like.
Well, isn't it? It's not his mother, is it?
It's his wife.
It's his wife, yeah.
Either way.
She's got a real builder's bum on her. Okay, that's a good one. We've had one in here from Dan who says, I went into work in the office and instead of picking up my work backpack with all my files and stuff in, I picked up the baby changing bag.
Oh, so, Dan.
So instead of my laptop and my notes and my files, I had a couple of nappies and a few dummies and a yogurt. Which is great,
Dan.
In the office environment.
Well, at least the yogurt's useful. Oh, I mean, what must his work
What's
mates
a yogurt got? Useful for?
He can eat a yogurt. What's the guy going to do with a dummy?
That's
sat there
true.
Doing his spreadsheets, pacifying himself.
I like the idea of that he only realised in like a real important meeting.
Yeah.
Like he had like a 9 o'clock, he went in and he was like, everyone's waiting for him in the boardroom. And he opens his briefcase to get his, like, you know, his notes out. There's just two huggy pull-ups.
My dummy down
and a froob.
Okay. Yeah. So you'd have
trying
to
style, blag it.
Style it out.
Yeah.
Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up.
I'll tell you one thing I did really enjoy. So while you were entertaining the nation on The Breakfast Show.
Yeah, and while I was back at work.
I was here just single-handedly bringing up our daughter.
Okay.
Doing all the hard graft.
Yeah.
I put Alexa on so she could hear you. And do you want to hear her reaction to listening to you on the radio?
Well, you know I have heard this because you put it on your Insta story. So I and everybody else who followed you has heard it. But let's hear it again.
Let's do it again. Okay, so here it is.
I'd like you to go up and sort of tell us what's going on.
Right, shall I sneak up there now and I'll report back in like 10 minutes or so?
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then I had to cut the film because it turned into some serious screaming. Not a fan, I'm afraid.
So she didn't like it.
Awkward.
The thing that's awkward with that as well is it's not like you put it on and it's while the songs that we're playing are playing. Presumably she was fine through that.
Oh, no, she
was absolutely fine through the latest Billie Eilish.
I loved it. Yeah, it was just the second you started talking, she was like, who is this fella? Get him off. No thanks.
I don't know. I think it's all... it's all a bit too convenient, this, isn't it?
What, do you think I was pinching her?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
That's Bonnie's genuine reaction. And I actually was trying to be nice. That was like the fourth or fifth one I filmed. I was trying to get her
to do
a cute little video, proud of her dad. But, you know, I can take a horse to water and all that.
Play it again.
I'd like you to go up and sort of tell us what's going on.
Right, shall I sneak up there now and I'll report back in like 10 minutes or so?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Do you know what it is? If you actually listen, it's that link is coming to an end. So she knows. She's thinking ad breaks, three more songs, and then they speak. That's why she's upset.
No. She cried every time you spoke.
No, she didn't.
Honestly, every time.
No, she didn't.
She did. I just really hope that kid doesn't get a Rage R book one of these days. Because you, my friend.
Yeah. We've lost a listener.
You've lost a listener.
Well, fortunately, I don't think capital R. I think we're really chasing the 16 to 34-year-old demographic as opposed to the two-month-old baby demographic.
Yeah, but they probably say, hey, Rob, get him young. Start a little fan.
Indoctrinate him, that's true.
Exactly. The bosses would be chuffed with that, but alas, you can't even get your own daughter.
No. Do you know what I'm going to do next time? Next time I'm on and you get... Just give me a heads up for when she's listening.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to sacrifice my own career reputation, but that link, I'll just come off the back of the song and just go... Capital.
To be fair,
she'd love it.
You've got her back. That's my dad. There he is. Yes.
Baby fail of the week. Maybe they've learned to swear now they can speak. Maybe you wet yourself in Sainsbury's. Don't be ashamed. We're all the same. It's time for these. Baby fail of the week.
Okay, it's here. It's time for baby fail of the week.
This is it. We're enjoying a baby fail of the week with increased freedoms as well. Imagine this. Baby fail of the week was spectacular in lockdown. Now people can go out and meet with up to five other people in the park. Discuss their favourite baby fails of the week.
Can life get any better
than
this?
Relive past baby fails of the week. Oh, it's just what a magical time we live in.
And we're starting, by the way, with an absolute blinder, I think.
Okay, go on.
So Danny says, guys, me and my mum always listen to your podcast. She doesn't know that I'm sending in her story.
Right.
I'm writing her out.
Oh, great. So she's just going to hear this while listening.
Yeah.
No idea. Brilliant. Go on.
So when my brother was a baby, he was a really restless sleeper and he would only sleep on mum. One night, she was half asleep with what she thought was my brother in her arms when he started crying.
Where's this going? What she thought was my brother in their arms? What was in her arms?
Oh, just wait.
Okay.
So she started rocking and patting the baby, but the crying didn't stop. So she started being a bit more rigorous, as you do. Rigorous rocking and patting, really trying to soothe him. But he was really struggling and he was really, really restless. More so than any of the previous night.
Right, so this story's going down the line of there's a plot twist where it's not the baby, it's something else. How's the mum not noticed if it's on her?
Right.
Is she like short-sighted or like genuinely, where's this going?
And here we go, said by somebody who's never done a night feed. So it's called dream feeding and it happens all the time. You are so painfully tired. That have you ever been in that half asleep, half awake world where you don't know reality?
Okay, this makes a bit of sense.
Happens all the time when you're breastfeeding.
Right, okay.
So we're up to the really rigorous rocking and patting, trying to soothe him, but he's worse than any other night. It turned out that her brother was in the cot next to the bed and she had my dad in a headlock. The image of that.
Hang on. Why is the dad not awake?
He was. So obviously.
So why has he not just said, June, get off me?
Because I'm imagining that the more crying than usual is actually the dad saying, June, you've got me in a headlock, get off right. my head. But June's so asleep that she's just trying to shut that baby up, not realising.
Terrifying for the dad, for her husband.
Yeah, she's got him in a sleeper hold. By the
and he's pleading with her. And the more he pleads, the more aggressively she tries to nurse him.
I think that's such a brilliant... Imagine the moment she woke up and saw the baby in the carton.
Harold?
That she finally got her husband. Finally got him where she wanted him. Such a good story.
I mean, that would have been absolute, you know, expert level nursing if it was a grown man, her husband, and she and he's woke up going, what are you doing? But her technique was so good, he still sort of nodded off.
She put him back to sleep.
What are you... Oh. That would be absolute peak midnight nursing.
Yeah, really would.
Okay, that's very well, strong start. That is a very strong
really
start.
Really made me laugh that, Danny. Thank you.
Okay, this is coming from Louise. While rooting around for their socks in my drawers, both my... I presume that means like... pulley yeah. out drawers, not the old carry-on
in your pants
style style drawers. Both my kids found their teeth that the tooth fairy must have forgotten
oh, no.
to take with her.
Oh, no.
In a desperate bid to avoid a traumatic event, I told them they belonged to the dead cat and that I couldn't get rid of them.
Because that's way less traumatic. Your mum has
Don't
got the
worry,
teeth
darling,
of the dead cat.
It's the dead cat's teeth.
I keep them in my drawers.
Bizarre. That's bizarre. That's a like baby brain panic, isn't it? I mean, dead cat.
In a way, it's quite. What else? To be fair, what else is she going to say?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
you can't blow the myth.
It's a good point actually, because obviously when you have the baby teeth, what do? Do you just
bin them?
You just have to bin them. Well, but then famously, like teeth are one of the hardest things to get rid of. Do you know all this true crime?
Yeah.
Things we watch, and they always identify them by the dental records, or they'll be like cremated, and they'll be like, don't worry, we've salvaged the dental record.
It's true, teeth are indestructible.
Yeah.
Send them to landfill.
So it turns out all those killers that got caught by it needed to do was just put it in their sock drawer, and they would have got away with it for years. Okay, that's a good one. I like that one.
Two brilliant ones so far.
Yeah, very strong. Very, very strong.
Another contender
okay.
here. Short right. but sweet from Jenna. Guys, I grabbed what I thought was a Sprite out of the fridge and shoved it in my son's lunchbox, but it turned out to be an IPA pale ale
oh,
that my
God.
Husband had got in.
That's very...
that I sent him to school with.
I mean, it's a good choice. Of It's not like it's like a Stella or a Carling
it's
or something
fancy.
Chabby. You've gone for a nice hipster IPA there.
The teacher took a photo of it and sent it back to her.
Saying what?
Well, I don't know.
Your child doesn't care.
Yeah, because okay. of this.
Well, they're very good. All of those good. I honestly don't know how we pick between those. I think the first one's great, but there's too many unanswered questions.
But that's why I like it. And I think any breastfeeding mum will be so,
yeah.
will so see
okay.
how that's happened.
All right, does that get it? Are we giving that baby fail of the week?
Yeah, it's got to be husband in
okay.
a headline for me.
All right.
Baby fail of the week.
So there we go. That brings us onto the home final stretch for another episode of Lockdown Knocked Up.
And the sun's still shining here, which
yeah.
means we can get ourselves outside.
We can.
Because restrictions are easing. I've got a couple of ciders in the fridge.
Can you be bothered, though?
Nah, probably not.
Probably flake out of that. Yeah.
Should we watch
some more box sets?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Line of duty.
Another MasterChef, is it?
I do love MasterChef, though. Love a bit of Greg.
Right, okay. That is it for another episode. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram. That is the best way to submit your baby fails. Oh, I should say as well. Remember I said last week that the... whoever it was and said no nudes necessary.
Yeah, the lady that messed... Because you threatened to send a nude if you got a message, didn't you?
Someone else DM'd me and said...
That's two out of a potential millions.
Exactly, yeah. And with our listening figures as well, that is pathetic.
Really pathetic.
As in, the figures are quite good. Oh, I can't find the person who it was
oh, convenient.
From.
Oh,
no.
I have it.
Oh, here we go. I've got it. It's from Suki, who DM'd saying... Because on the show this week, we were speaking to Jax Jones, and it was quite embarrassing, actually. I said, oh, and looking at your Insta, you've also had a baby in lockdown. You've got a little boy, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, nice.
And he was like, no, it's a girl. So I couldn't say, oh, I'd read that wrong, because I've literally gone, looking at your Insta. Anyway, she said, baby fell of the week, right there, asking Jack Jones about his son, laughing face. P.S. No nudes necessary.
So she's actively telling you, don't sell her any nudes. Suki.
I know, that is a low point, isn't it? I can't get rid of these nudes.
To be fair, I feel like now you've got to stop threatening people to send naked pictures of yourself.
Okay. What should I do and send? Just reply normally.
Just say thanks.
Very much
like
not
normal
my,
people.
Very much not my style, but I'll try it. I'm willing to give it a go. Brilliant. Yeah. So hit us up at Radio Rob Howard, at Radio Gemma Hill. Send your baby fails of the week. Also check us out and follow us, and we'll put the theme of the week on for next week's episode as well.
Yes, and make sure you listen and subscribe to the podcast as well, because we will absolutely love you if you do. And this podcast has been part of the Secret Recordings Network.
Yes, see you next week, everybody. Have a great one. Enjoy your freedom with five other people in an outdoor area. No more.
Don't touch anyone.
Yeah.
Stuck at home with nothing to do.
Hey.
Completed Netflix and a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty. Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy now we're locked down, knocked up.
At least this way I know that it's mine.